Good morning. This is Linda Morris on the Vital Balance Call, and today we are going to be talking about Nikan's amazing products that have transformed themselves from the very beginning, 40 years ago, but it's how Nikan started 40 years ago, was with the magnetic insole. And what's interesting is the story that I recall went, and Mr. Masuda happened to go to the bathhouses in Japan, and the bathhouses in Japan have little pebbles on the floor. And knowing what he knew about acupuncture and acupressure, and all those nerve endings in your feet, you know, those walking on those little pebbles actually would stimulate all the different parts of the body, all the organs, you know, everything would just be kind of reawakened. And maybe later I'll have Barbara talk a little bit about that, because she actually has done reflexology. So in Japan, they have used magnetic health products for over 4,000 years. That's the way that they were brought up. And instead of taking a pill for this, that, or the other, they would actually work with magnetics to ease whatever discomfort might be going on. So Mr. Masuda thought, well, let's put bumps and magnets together and just put them in your shoes. And all day long, just walking, standing, sitting, whatever you're doing, your feet are going to have the amazing benefits of both the bumps, the acupressure points, and magnetics. So in the beginning, they were mag steps. And this newest generation that Nikan has come out with are called M strides, and newly introduced is M steps. And it's just an advance in our technology, our magnetics, and it also contains all three technologies. So I'm going to start off with the M strides because they were in the beginning. Nikan insoles. Actually, I'm going to start with the Kinko Mag Steps, which were the second generation of the magnetic insoles, and they are still available. And these are featuring Nikan exclusive equilateral magnetic technology and durable reinforced construction. Mag Steps are designed with nodules strategically shaped and placed to provide your entire body with the benefits of an energizing foot massage. And Nikan Equilateral Triangle technology, otherwise known as EQL, makes these the only insoles that offer perfect, consistent, 100% magnetic coverage on the entire surface. That is a very important point, because before I actually found Nikan 19 years ago, I actually had bought magnetic products, magnetic insoles, a magnetic magnet for the back, and also for my neck, and also a sleep mask from a different magnetic company. And I had zero results. I saw zero difference from using those other magnetic products. But fortunately, being the inquisitive person I am, I kept trying and was introduced to Nikan. And, of course, their products worked within 3 days for me and totally changed my life. And that's why I'm here, because there's lots of people out there that have health challenges or want more vitality. And these products change people's lives every day. So, heading on to the brand new Kinko M-Strides that were introduced 1 year ago. Their magnetic design, energizing feel, unsurpassed comfort and durability, supports active lifestyles. Kinko M-Strides, exceptional comfort and a major step forward in research and development. Kinko M-Strides are the only insole that includes patent-pending Dynaflux magnetic technology. When in motion, Dynaflux produces an active or dynamic magnetic field with 100% coverage and greater depth. Triphase technology adds far infrared energy and negative ions for increased stimulation. Low-profile M-Strides are comfortable inside shoes while the durable, non-absorbent surface stays fresh. They actually enter, because of how the magnetics are set up with the Dynaflux technology, as you walk, it actually generates even more energy. So it's actually like a little energy generator just by walking or working out or running in the M-Strides. They come in two sizes, small, which is women's size 5 to 9, and large is men's sizes 7 to 13. And they have guidelines on the back of the magnetic insole, so you can just trim them with a pair of scissors for whatever size you foot you have. And personally, I just trim the front part off of the insole first, and I slip it in my shoe just to see how it's going. And then I trim off the back end. And sometimes, you know, I wear a size 8.5. So I might actually trim it on the front on 8 just to check that out. And then I might even not need to trim it on the back depending on the shoe, because you can always trim more off, but you can't untrim it. So the brand new Kinko M-Step that were introduced just a week ago at Nikken's 40th anniversary convention are going back to having the little nodules. And actually, I was sent these M-Steps about 6 months ago to use and to test and give my opinion of. So I've been using them for about 6 months. And I do kind of like the nodules. You know, the nodules are not for everyone. Some people have sensitive feet, or if they have, you know, any sores on the bottom of their feet, you're going to want them to have just their traditional M-Step. I mean, excuse me, the M-Stripes. Wow, it's going to be hard to keep these names straight. The smooth ones, we'll just call it, because you cannot flip the insole on the M-Step because it says clearly on it the side down. So the new definition of power walking. Kinko M-Step insoles feature relaxing massage nodes, and they're smaller. They're much smaller than the original MagStep nodules. Extraordinary comfort, Nikken Triphase technology, and patent-pending Dynaflux operation that acts like a magnetic field generator in your shoe. Let M-Step show you what a power trip is all about. In fact, they are so subtle that you actually kind of forget they're there after a while. Kinko M-Steps with Dynaflux and Triphase technology. This is the quick reference flyer right from Nikken's document library. Nikken introduced the first magnetic insoles in 1975. Ever since, Nikken research and development continues to lead in advanced engineering and superior features found nowhere else. Only Kinko M-Steps provide Dynaflux magnetic technology, far infrared and negative ion innovations, and a stimulating massage surface. Dynaflux places individual magnets in polar opposition, positive or negative poles facing each other at several points. Magnetic field is intensified, producing a flux path that extends farther from the surface. Dynaflux is the only technology using permanent magnets that can accomplish this without requiring an increase in Gauss strength. The multiple angles afford 100% magnetic coverage. Dynaflux allows each magnet a precisely controlled degree of movement. When applied against the surface, it will cause slight shifts in angle as the opposing magnets change position relative to each other. Repeated action creates a dynamic magnetic field. Exclusive triphase technology adds gentle far infrared energy and soothing negative ions. Raised surface points provide the refreshing sensation of a foot massage when walking, standing, or sitting all day. Shock-absorbing material promotes increased comfort. Low density and high density polyurethane is durable and long-wearing. Well, polyethylene, sorry. Let's see. Feature Dynaflux magnetic technology, far infrared technology, negative ion technology, and Nikken massage effect are the featured Nikken technologies. The magnetic strength is 900 Gauss. Materials contained in product is ferrite magnets, low density polyethylene, high density polyethylene, and how to use. Trim to fit if necessary. Insert into shoe. It's that easy. Put them on. Change them from shoe to shoe every day. That's simple. Care instructions. Surface clean with a damp cloth moistened with a mild detergent, or hand washed in warm water with a mild detergent. Air dry. Warranty information, 1 year limited warranty. And it is that easy. Now on the packaging, they always have a caution. If you use an electronic medical device such as a pacemaker, have a magnetically sensitive surgical implant, or you're in the first trimester of pregnancy and you have not been previously using magnets, or have health problems, consult a physician before using magnetic products. Not intended for use with running shoes or any athletic shoes where feet may be subject to high impact. So if you are running in the new M-Step, just lift up the inner sole in your tennis shoe and put it underneath. And I felt the same way about the MagSteps when we had those, because it caused a little friction. And so most of my workout shoes, I have a pair of them, but I just put them under the inner sole in the shoe. And that way, you're still getting the full benefits of the magnetism. You may not. Yeah, you're getting the full benefit of everything. So that is the information on the Kinko M-Set. And for many of you, you recall that Nikan had a double-blind study with the MagStep many years ago with Dr. Weintraub. And he did the double-blind study because he didn't believe that they were actually doing anything. Well, the good news was that everyone in the study had improvement. And, of course, the longer they wear them, the better the improvement. So, you know, especially with people that have the neuropathy, M-stripes would be the best choice for them. But I like them both. I wear them both. So I am going to open up the call to individuals to share with us what you love most about the M-stripes or the new M-stripes.
I thought I'd share really quickly, Linda. Hey, it's Barbara. About the most effective way, because of reflexology and the magnetics coming through the energy field of the body, but also the water, because the magnetics work through the hydration in the body. So that's pretty amazing. And all your reflexology, you know, points end in your feet, so in your hands, but if the right side of your body is the right and the left is the left, and it just balances out all the different areas in your body. It's pretty amazing and pretty, it's just all connected. no. But it is an amazing insult to see that strength test and to have that energy come all the way up through the body. And I love to show that because it's not just for the feet. People sometimes think, well, my feet are fine. And no, it's the energy feel for the body. It's grounding for the body. It's rooting. There's so many things that take our energy away, and our homes have the big, thick foundation, you know, that weakens the magnetic field of the earth. And so those are some pretty big things. And also, Linda, you seem to be a really good expert with detoxing in the feet, and the feet having the largest pores, you know, in the body, because I used to be someone that had really cold hands and cold feet. And when I went to sleep, it was like, give me all the covers. I'll want them because I just was always cold. It's now a little different. But when I first started with the magnets, that's what was happening to me. And my feet would sweat and detox out of the feet that I had to wash my mag steps every night and take them off for about almost 6 months. And then it stopped. And when it stopped, all of a sudden my hands got warmer, my feet were warmer. I didn't have that cold hand, cold feet. So that's not what everybody will go through. It's just something that I needed to detox and release. And it was allowed to do that through my feet somehow. So there was enough stimulation to do that. But I just wanted to share
that. I remember that, because I remember we were like, Mama, did you take off your shoes? Oh, you got to put those outside. And I did not detox at all through. I never have detoxed through my feet. And, you know, maybe before I found Nikan, the year before, I was eating extremely clean. I had nothing fun for the year before that because I was trying to overcome my 22 years of migraines.
Right.
And headaches. But, you know, everybody's different, so...
Exactly. And the hydration and the salts that we talk about, I think, is important because, you know, we're only as good as what we can or assimilate to use in our body to, you know, have that energy come through. So if it's, you know, I always think if someone doesn't muscle test well or they're a little wobbly on it, then to have them drink the pie water and have them hydrate, and then you can do it instantly again, and it'll be stronger as well. So, yeah. How we can use the magnetic energy is vital. And the feet gets it throughout the whole body instantaneously. It's not just for knees. It's not just for, you know, the lower quadrant. It's for the entire body. hearts, spleen, lungs, brain.
Remember, you had that one nutritionist, Barbara, that actually told John Farr that he didn't know much about them either, but she had this electroderm machine that would check on the cellular level how things are interacting in the body. And what she told him right away is, what I noticed with you having those insoles in your shoes is there's less stress on your heart, which I found pretty interesting. And, you know, to share that, you know, having insoles in your shoes or under your feet are basically mimicking you being outside in the grass, where you're getting the energy of the earth, magnetism, the energy of the sun, far infrared, and the energy of the ocean or a waterfall or even a water fountain, create negative ions. So it's like you're carrying nature around with you all day, and your body is in the environment it's designed to be in with all of those technologies, and you carry it with you every day. And I remember Barbara telling me in the very beginning, because the first thing I ordered was the sleep system and the insole and a few other things. And Barbara said it's vitally important you have a magnet on your body during the day to help just have that good energy in touch with your body every day. And the easiest way is just to have the insoles in your shoes, because you walk every day, you have shoes on, maybe not at home all the time, but and was great as well.
Mm-hmm. And to de-stress the body as we are starting, I think, of a big coil, and we're just coiled up, and every little bit adds up, even the little, you know, almost, you know, stop sign or, you know, a car coming by, or even if it's just a light flashing by, the body just takes it in as a little stress nerve, like, what's that? It all adds up. And so if we can cocoon ourselves all night long and start to unwind and to de-stress, then during the day, we don't want to start coiling back up again and winding back up. So we want to keep it unwinding and keep de-stressing and, optimize that for us. So keeping that on us keeps that cycle going, which is really amazing and just been tremendous for me through these years, you know.
So, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else like to share their experiences with the insoles?
I don't have any big experiences, Linda, but besides just knowing that we have 90,000 nerve endings in each of our feet, one of those reflexology points and pressure points, and that certainly has to be affecting the rest of our body going up right through our nerves. And people relieved. We do hear stories of headaches being relieved, of pains in the knees and all over. So one thing that I like is especially the thermographic photographs that we have of the 4-hour effect. And that's pretty dramatic when we show people that particular change with the inflammation in the ankle and how the feet change. I always relate to people, imagine how your feet are getting better circulation. Your heart's going to start working a lot easier too. It's not going to have to work as hard to the far reaches of our body, just considering that different change in temperature and better circulation. I know we're not supposed to use that particular word, but there is that thermographic photographic evidence.
Thank you, Bill.
Linda?
Yes.
For a testimony of the MagSafe, that was a product that got my attention at first. I was in a car accident, a serious one, total 3 cars, back Halloween night, 1994. In August of 97, a lady called me and asked me if I wanted my feet to hurt for the rest of my life, because I'd suffered with my back and feet hurting all the time. If I was on my feet more than a couple hours a day, my feet would take a week to settle down. That particular, she was from Michael, Washington, just outside of Spokane. I was in the Salt Lake City area. She found a wellness preview I could go to. went to it that particular day. I'd been on my feet over 12 hours at a jewelry show that I was working, and my feet were hurting all the way above my knees. I hurt so bad. Went in, sat on the front row, within because I knew that since I was brand new, they'd pick on me. They got me up front, did some demos with me, showing flexibility and the strength that changes. Sent me back to my seat with one Maggie step that I can put underneath my foot. And within 20 minutes, that leg did not hurt. After the meeting, went up, grabbed the other one. Within 10 minutes, that leg didn't hurt. That was my introduction to the company. So they got my attention quick.
Wow. How fantastic is that?
Yeah.
You and Carol's whole future, didn't it?
Oh, it did. It was just, I couldn't do anything. You know, couldn't work in the yard hardly at all, couldn't ski, couldn't water ski, couldn't roller skate. Oldest daughter's 60th birthday. Made two trips around the roller skating rink all night because the first trip, I put my feet in the spasms and it took an hour to go away. Finally put the skates back on, made one more trip, and that was it. Great night.
Wow, that's so awesome. Such a gift. Thank you for sharing, Steve.
This is Gloria. One of the things I'll do today at the Indian Health Fair is to introduce the insoles to them for circulation to reawaken the nerve endings in their feet, because we have a lot of people going around the reservation with, in a wheelchair, with just one foot or one leg cut off, whatever, because of bad circulation. They give them medicine, but the medicine can't get there if the blood doesn't go down. And so they cut a toe off. They'll take it off at the ankle or the knee or worse. And you know that if they're doing it with one, that the possibility of it happening on the second one. You can walk with a crutch if you've got one leg, but you can't with no feet at all. And so we have made a big impact on people's circulation. And their lives, because they have both their feet.
Yes.
Those insoles are awesome. One caution, guys, you've got to put them, like Linda said, for active things, you have to put them under the insole in their shoe, because if a diabetic has a rubbing going on, it'll cause a sore, they'll get an ulcer, and that's a problem too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's just people have sensitive feet or might be diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And these new nodules are very, they're subtle. They're very subtle. They're smaller. And at first, you know, they feel really, you know, great when you put them on, and then you don't even realize they're there anymore. They just become very comfortable. Anybody else like to say that?
I have a question.
Okay.
If you have hip problems, would the NSTEPs help those? Help that?
You know, the insoles can help just about everything in the body, I'm hearing, with these new M strides and the NSTEPs. But if you have a hip problem, you want to put the MagFlex on the hip to wear. So it's amazing how many issues go away just from having the insoles in your shoes. But generally, if you have a area of discomfort, then you put something directly on that area.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say, "Oh, if I put a magnet, if I put a bracelet on my wrist, will that help my low back?" Well, possibly, but it makes more sense to put it on the area where the actual challenge is.
Yeah, one of the things that when the M strides came out, Carol would put them under her bra strap over her shoulder that had been affecting her quality of life since 2001. This was, you know, November, October of last 2 years, or what was it, 2013. And so she's been suffering for 12 years. She put one of those under the bra strap, over the shoulder that had been troubling her all that time. And within, again, just a few minutes, the discomfort that was in that shoulder that particular day just went away.
Mm-hmm. So I just have, do you think, I just found out about somebody that has, that's going to be having hip surgery. And I don't know whether to offer the magnets and all that. It's going to be in a couple of weeks. If it's that serious,
Well, before we talk about suggestions, let me just end this whole recording on the M's drives, and you guys can go into that because it is past the 9 o'clock, so we'll talk to you a little bit more about that subject in just a moment. Thank you.